The June night in 2002 started like any other for 14-year-old Elizabeth Smart, tucked safely in her bed beside her younger sister. Then came the whispered threat that would change everything. "I have a knife at your neck. Don't make a sound. Get up and come with me, or I will kill you and your family." The stranger who materialized from the darkness wasn't actually a stranger at all. Brian David Mitchell had worked on the Smart family home months earlier, carefully plotting this moment while disguised as a harmless handyman. As Mitchell forced Elizabeth up mountain trails in the darkness, her bare feet bleeding on sharp rocks, the horror of her situation crystallized. At a hidden camp, she met Mitchell's wife and accomplice, Wanda Barzee, whose cold demeanor crushed any hope for female solidarity. What followed was unimaginable: a mock marriage ceremony and rape, the first of countless violations during her captivity. In those initial moments of trauma, Elizabeth faced a devastating question. Was she still worthy of love? Her religious upbringing had emphasized purity, and now she felt irreparably damaged. Yet even as despair threatened to consume her, she remembered her grandfather's spirit and her mother's words. "Elizabeth, there will never, ever be a time in your life when someone won't love you." How do you maintain your sense of self when someone is systematically trying to erase it? Mitchell's tactics went beyond physical restraint. He attacked Elizabeth's very identity. He renamed her Shir Jashub, forced her to drink alcohol against her Mormon beliefs, and insisted she remain unclothed in a twisted interpretation of biblical innocence. His self-authored religious text, Seven Diamonds Plus One, provided his deranged justification for these actions. The psychological manipulation reached terrifying heights when Mitchell announced plans to kidnap Elizabeth's young cousin Olivia as his next wife. The realization that an innocent comment she'd made about her cousin had endangered another child filled Elizabeth with unbearable guilt. Though the attempt failed, the incident revealed the predatory nature of Mitchell's delusions and deepened Elizabeth's sense of helplessness. What saved Elizabeth's mind from breaking was her ability to see through Mitchell's religious facade. Despite daily devotionals where he preached his twisted gospel, she recognized his teachings for what they were: the manipulative ravings of a disturbed mind. This clarity became her psychological lifeline, allowing her to endure while maintaining an inner core of resistance that her captors could never touch. Even in the bleakest circumstances, small mercies renewed Elizabeth's will to survive. A freshwater spring near their mountain camp felt like divine intervention, a sign she wasn't forgotten. On the 4th of July, Mitchell allowed her to watch fireworks over Salt Lake City, offering a bittersweet glimpse of normal life below. When search parties came close to the camp, with helicopters overhead and voices calling her name, Mitchell's threats kept her silent. He vowed to kill any rescuers and her family if she alerted them to her presence. Later, their journey to California led to what Elizabeth called the fire swamp, where she was tethered to trees among dead vegetation. Despite spending holidays in hunger and isolation, she held on to memories of her family and their unwavering search for her. By February, conditions had become dire. After a violent fight, Mitchell abandoned the camp for days, leaving Elizabeth and Barzee without provisions. Facing starvation, Elizabeth cleverly appealed to Mitchell's religious delusions, suggesting God wanted them to return to Salt Lake City. "I tried to make it sound like I thought he was so special that God would want him back in Salt Lake," she later explained. The ploy worked. Mitchell, flattered by the divine message supposedly coming through Elizabeth, agreed to return. This manipulation marked her first successful resistance and renewed her hopes for escape. The journey back was grueling. Each encounter with strangers was both dangerous and promising. Though forced to wear a face-covering veil and threatened with harm to her family if she sought help, every interaction with the outside world strengthened her resolve to escape. A Sandy, Utah resident recognized Mitchell from America's Most Wanted and alerted police. Officers strategically separated Elizabeth from her captors, giving her the first taste of safety in 9 months. Initially, Elizabeth maintained her false identity as Augustine, still bound by Mitchell's threats. When an officer gently asked, "Are you Elizabeth Smart?" the question broke through her fear. "I am Elizabeth," she finally declared, each word stronger than the last, a powerful reclamation of her identity and rejection of her captor's control. The reunion with her family was overwhelming. Her father's embrace, her mother's tears, her siblings' faces of joy and disbelief. This moment validated what she had held onto through her darkest hours. She was unconditionally loved. The familiar comfort of home began her journey toward healing. Elizabeth's approach to recovery defied conventional wisdom about trauma. While traditional therapy played a role, her healing came primarily through family support, particularly the wisdom and strength of the women in her life. Her mother's unwavering presence and grandmother's quiet resilience provided models of strength more powerful than formal counseling. Physical activities emerged as unexpected healing tools. Horseback riding with her grandfather became a moving meditation. The rhythm of hooves on earth and connection with these majestic animals restored her sense of control. Similarly, learning to play the harp became more than a musical pursuit. The intricate movements required helped rebuild her focus, while the instrument's soothing vibrations transformed complex emotions into beautiful sounds. Most remarkably, Elizabeth made a conscious choice to embrace gratitude instead of bitterness. Her perspective was both mathematical and philosophical. Out of 307 months of life, 9 of those months were terrible. But I decided I'm not going to give those 9 months the power to ruin the rest of my life. This calculation became a cornerstone of her healing journey, contextualizing her trauma within her broader life story. In November 2010, Elizabeth faced Mitchell in court. Despite his disruptive theatrics and attempts at psychological control, she remained composed. When their eyes met across the courtroom, she met his victorious gaze with unwavering certainty, her fear replaced by steely resolve. Elizabeth Smart has transformed into a powerful advocate for children's safety through her foundation. She found personal happiness in her marriage to Matthew Gilmore, whom she met during her LDS mission in Paris. Her captors received their sentences. Wanda Barzee got 15 years, while Brian David Mitchell received life imprisonment. Elizabeth's story exemplifies the human spirit's capacity to overcome trauma. Rather than being defined by victimhood, she channeled her experience into creating meaningful change. Her message remains clear. While darkness may enter our lives, it need not determine our future. Through her journey, Elizabeth Smart demonstrates the power of resilience, forgiveness, and hope.